Gary Lee's going to come and finish this thing up. I'm in ready for camp meeting. Is that the way we do it at camp meeting? I'm not talking about a Sunday night camp meeting. I'm talking about camp meeting.
Come on now.
More than one preacher. You ready? Say amen if you're ready.
Amen.
That means you're going to help me, right?
Amen.
Not like you done me this morning. So sit there, and I know what you say, Brother Benny. We're just listening. Okay? Now, in order to have camp meeting, you got to put your hands together.
Yeah.
Got to learn how to say amen.
Amen.
If the preaching gets anywhere close to good, I'm not promising you it'll even be good. Anywhere close to good, you seek the preacher on by saying, get him.
Come on, Brother Benny.
Anybody know anything about that?
Yeah.
That's what I want you to do.
Come on.
Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I will not suffer. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Say amen to the reading of the word.
Amen.
Now, what we're looking at here is the Psalms of Degree, the songs of degree. They sing them as they go up to worship God. They leave their hamlets, they leave their little towns, they leave their cities, and they all head towards Jerusalem. So they're literally, as the Bible says, coming from the north and the south and the east and the west. One central route brings them to the very throne of God there at the temple of God in Jerusalem. No matter what route they take, it all leads to one place. It all comes in conjunction with worship. They warm themselves up as they start out with family. They will start out in a home singing these songs of degrees. And as they go, the next neighbor joins in and they sing also. And then the third neighbor joins in and they sing also. And soon there is a little hamlet singing the songs of Zion as they go towards Zion. It's happening in the north. It's happening in the east, in the west, in the south. They're all singing as they go and as they come together, as the routes converge upon Jerusalem and they start ascending the hills. They worship God in these songs and psalms of deliverance. It is in these degrees that we see the progression of worship. We cannot be mute and worship.
Right.
Amen. They come out of their homes singing. The next home joins in singing.
Right.
And they sing these songs. They will be glad songs. They will be sad songs. There will be songs of deliverance. There will be songs of trust. There will be so many different songs. But each one of them will be sung as their hearts go towards Jerusalem and the temple on Mount Zion. Amen. They're going for one thing, to show themselves before God. They have left their home to appear before God. They are singing and keeping these melodies alive as they climb Zion's hill. And they go into the worship as they ascend. That's why they're called songs of degree or songs of ascension. You may start out in the lowland, but you're going to Zion. You may start out in poverty, but it'll soon be forgotten because you're going to the beautiful city of God. It may start out when you're lonely, but before long you're in the midst of a company and they're singing your song and they're going your way. Soon it becomes a song of unity. We unite as we go. We come from everywhere, but we unite as we go. And the songs that are here before us. And look at Psalms 122, and it says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to the giving thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and my companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good.
Right.
That's the unity. That's the heart throb. They're all going to Zion.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful Zion.
Right. Come
on. Amen. Look at here in verse 123. Unto thee will I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look into the hands of their master, and as the eyes of the maidens unto the hand of her mistress, our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until he have mercy on us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scourging of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. They said, we like to go to the house of God to worship. We like the company which we keep. We will lift up our eyes unto the Lord. You see, when we come into the house of the Lord, when we leave our different homes and we leave our different locations, we don't come singing anymore. We're too wearied. We're too tired. We face the contempt of the world. We are the off scourging. We are accredited with being a little loony, being a little out of it, not being real smart, not being real ignorant, you know, but just right there in the middle. Just a hardly good for anything until the Lord gets on us.
Come on.
And as we go to the house of the Lord, our heart gets to be lifted up. And as our heart gets lifted up, our heart begins to meditate good things. And as our heart meditates good things, the psalms come rolling, the songs of Zion begin to bubble in our soul, and all of a sudden we come into the house of God with great expectancy because we know God will be here. And when we leave this house, we'll not be contempt. When we leave this house, we'll not be down. When we leave this house, we'll not be sad. When we leave this house, we'll be glad. And we will say, I will be glad when they say unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Anybody got any amens out there? You see, that it goes through those 20 psalms and they all hit the highs and lows. But they're all the heart throb of Israel as they gather before the Lord. And this in the psalm of my text, it just comes back to, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? That's a question. It's a question that isn't settled yet. He said, I'm going to lift mine eyes unto the hills. I know Zion is there. I know the temple is there. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. But my help doesn't come from the hills. My help comes from the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. Can anybody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Which made heaven and earth.
Right.
Which made, hallelujah. That classifies him above all others. That makes him one of a kind. That makes him a God that's able to do the impossible. That makes it opened up that when I get to God, God will help me. God have the ability to help us? I said, does God have the ability to help us? Come on now, my portion of this is almost done. And you're not even warmed up for the preacher. I'm just up here breaking ice and clearing the path. And I'm going to tell you, my friend, my heart meditates a good thing when I read these words. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Hallelujah. I like the thought of a God that's constantly vigilant because of me. I like the thought of a God whose ears are always inclined to me, whose eyes are always on me, who's always ready for my defense, who will comfort me when I'm hurting, who will soothe me when I'm ruffled up, who will bring peace when I'm troubled, who will give me joy in the middle of trial. I'm thankful tonight for the God of heaven. Amen. That my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. And oh, that's my text right there. For another minute, I want to talk to you about he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Feet are very important. Do you know that? If you're going to walk stably, you got to have good feet. You get one bad foot, you limp. You get two bad feet, you won't go very fast. Amen. But here it is, God looks at us and how we stand. God looks at us at what we're going through. And the promise is, in that day, battle was fought on foot. Brought on by running. One story is told of the battle between Pompey and Caesar. And that whole nations of the earth was at stake. Pompey decided that his tactic will be that he will let his men stand. And Caesar decided, like it was, that the way to fight was to run to the battle. Well, Pompey said, well, it just makes good sense. By the time they run to where we are, the front line's going to be tarred. And it's going to be easy. But the tables turned on Pompey. It turned terribly. Because as the men run, they took heart. And as they kept on running towards the battle, they got more encouraged. And the front line of Pompey's defense began to crumble. They began to want to run. They began to want to turn because they couldn't get the psyche up. They couldn't get their mind into it. They began to see that horde coming towards them. And they knew that they were going to be in a battle, but there was no position. And they fell. And they lost the battle simply because the men who was on their feet and moving was a greater inspiration of the moving of an army than the standing still.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Amen. There's times when God gets in your feet. Wasn't it wonderful to see Brother Pearson take that lap?
Yeah.
I love to watch him run because you don't know what he's going to do when he's running. He's liable to jump right up in the air and holler, woo!
Right.
Amen. Come down and keep on running.
Right.
It's great to see Henry in the pursuit.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow Henry will look back and smile and said, I did it last night. I felt the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
You can sit there and think that it's all going to come to you, but it may come to you in the wrong way. You can sit in the house of God and just take it easy and just enjoy it like a spectator. Or you can be a participator and watch God take care of your feet. The psalmist said, he has made my feet like hinds' feet. He has given me that mountain. You know what a deer does when it sees a mountain? It'll go up any way it wants to go because it has feet prepared to climb. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
When I come to church tonight, I would love for God to get in my feet like hinds' feet. I wouldn't mind running a bit. I wouldn't mind jumping a bit. I wouldn't mind dancing a bit. I just want God, amen, to keep my feet. Because when I leave here, amen, if I haven't used them for the glory of God, I'm liable to slip on the way out. I'm liable to slip before I get home. If I don't need him in his house, why would he need me on my way home? I need him now. I want him to keep my feet now. I want him to watch over me now. I want him to understand I'm here because I need help. I've lifted up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Not from the hills, but from the Lord. I am not approaching Zion. Hallelujah. I'm coming to the throne of God Almighty. I'm not preaching, amen, to a people who don't know. I'm preaching to a people who do know. The only way to overcome in a pressure day is to worship. The only way to overcome is to turn your tongue loose and let it praise God. The only way to go out of here feeling like you got victory is for God to get in the situation and for God to move on you. And if God moves, you'll go home with victory in your soul. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord that slumbers not. The Lord is thy keeper.
Hallelujah.
I said, the Lord is thy keeper. Aren't you glad he's on the job? I said, aren't you glad he's on the job?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
Well, my slot's almost up, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Come on.
And Lord, I feel the nearness of the Holy Ghost. I feel the nearness of the Spirit of God. I felt it when the young people sung. I felt it. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, keep my feet. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, keep my feet. Keep my faith. You keep my faith. You keep my feet. I'll keep my feet under me when the devil comes in like a flood. I'll keep my feet under me when the torrent of trouble comes rushing down. I'll keep my feet when my head gets dizzy and I don't know what's going on. I'll keep my feet because, Lord, you keep them. The Lord is my keeper. He will not slumber. Hallelujah. That means he won't be looking away when I just get run over. Amen. He'll get me out of the way. When my feet start to take the step towards the trap, he springs the trap. When my feet start to go the way of the pit, he covers the pit. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed, he takes me by the hand and places my feet upon a high rock. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. He said, I can't do it. You can't take it. But I got a place by me. And he took him and put him on his feet in the cleft of the rock. And there in the cleft of the rock, he saw the hinder parts of God. And he come out of there with a glow in his heart and not just his face. Amen. You can get in some places and that's so good for you that you never forget it. Amen. Moses approached the bush and found a God in it. David approached singing to his sheep and found God in it. Amen. And I tell you tonight, you can find God right at 3201 Dry Road. You can find a God that's ready to keep you. If you commit your ways unto the Lord, he'll keep them. Amen. I am persuaded, the Apostle Paul said, that he's able to keep that which I commit to him. He's able to keep that which I commit to him. He is able to keep that which I commit to him. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Brother Lee's on his way. Stand all over the house. Raise your hands. Ask God to bless him.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad the Lord is my helper and he is my keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I'm not looking and depending upon myself right now. Hey, I got a feeling that the Lord is love to do something around here tonight. Hey, do you feel like that? Hey, how many like to know that we could have church around here before we leave tonight? I'll come little ways. I probably didn't drive much farther than some of the rest of you. But Brother Benny, I come over here, and on the way over, I said, God, I need some strength. I need a fresh touch of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And guess what? I just got a feeling I've already sensed him around here. Hallelujah. How many feels the Holy Ghost in the house? But the devil would like to talk you out of just pushing on through and having a move of God. Listen, I can't follow Brother Benny, you know that. Hallelujah. Quit looking at me. Hallelujah. If we get our eyes back on God, like he said, the psalmist said, I'm going to look unto the one that made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. You know how I stepped up here tonight? Looking to him that made the heavens and the earth. I know my abilities fall way short, but there's a God in heaven that's bigger than anything I'm up against. He's bigger than any battle that I'm in. He is the one that made the heavens and the earth. Oh, you ain't got that yet. I said, God's in the house. The one that made the heavens and the earth. The one that knows about you. Hallelujah. On the way over here, this got on me. I didn't know I was going to be preaching. Hallelujah. I'm just going to say a few words and get out of the way. I want God to help us tonight, Brother Danny. But listen what he said. How Hezekiah was up against it. How you feel like you're up against it tonight? How you feel like we're in just a little bit of a struggle right now? I believe there's victory for us. I said, I believe there's victory for us. Hezekiah was up against it, and Assyria had come up and began to assault and camped around Hezekiah and the people of God. How many knows the enemy's here tonight and camped against us? And he sent a letter to Hezekiah. Oh, yes, he did. He began to tell him what all he'd done to those around him. How many he had defeated already. How many had fell. Oh, he'd like to get your eyes on the defeated foe. How he'd like to get your eyes on the ones that have fallen. How but there's a God that ain't never failed us. There's a God that ain't never lost a battle. He's the one that made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. And when Hezekiah received the letter, I'm just going to preach for a few minutes. You better get on board. Hallelujah. When Hezekiah received the letter in Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 14, it said, and when Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. Hallelujah. You've already read it, haven't you? You've done it, heard what the enemy said. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord. Oh, guess what we're at right now? We've done and made our ascension out of chapter 121 of Psalms. The pastor's done and took us into the sanctuary. We're in the house of God. I said, we're in the house of the Lord. And when he went up into the house of the Lord, you know what he done? He took that report from the enemy and he spread it out. There's times we just need to say, God, this is what the devil said. I'm just going to bring it to you and let you deal with it. Hell, I'm feeling a little bit better. My nerves are starting to calm down just a little bit. Hallelujah. And he spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, now listen, he's already read you Psalms 121. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, that art the God, even thou alone, and all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Oh, you know what you need to do? Realize how big God really is. How many, God, you're bigger than the enemy that's gave me an evil report. Brother Benny, I can read about false reports. I can read about evil reports in the Bible. Hallelujah, but we've got a good report tonight. Isaiah chapter 53 and 1 said, who hath believed our report? It's up to you now whose report you're going to believe. I said, whose report are you going to believe? And Hezekiah began to tell him, the enemy had already outlined all of his previous victories. Brother Scott, he said, look at this one. Hallelujah, they didn't make it. Look at that one. How about them? Look at that church. They don't live like that any longer. Hallelujah, he began to outline all of his previous victories. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, the devil will let you know. Hallelujah, he'll try to make himself seem so big. He began to outline all of his previous victories. He was letting them know that all the gods of their countries could not deliver them. He said, so don't you be deceived. Your God's going to be like one of their gods. Hallelujah, their gods couldn't save them. And what makes you think that your God can save you? I really feel like preaching right now. What makes you think that God's going to help you, Brother Gary? Hallelujah, when their gods couldn't help them, because my God's not like their God. Their rock's not like my rock. My God made the heavens and the earth. How? Hallelujah. Whose report are you going to believe? Hallelujah. I said, whose report are you going to believe? It was to bring fear into their hearts. Brother Rodney, when the devil begins to talk to us and begins to outline all of his previous victories and begins to taunt us, it's to get us fearful. There's torments with fear. Fear destroys faith. You can't see God like you need to see God when you got fear. Perfect love casteth out. Cast it out, God. I'd like to see him cast out every form of fear that's in the house of the Lord tonight. If you get rid of fear and doubt, we'd have a breakout. out tonight. I said we have a breakthrough tonight if you just cast out fear and doubt. Hallelujah. Since Satan can't work his will upon a child of God, guess what he does? He tries to force us to play into his hand. I'm saved. I'm covered by the blood, Brother Andrew. Hallelujah. The devil can't lay his hand on me. No, he can't. So he sends his evil report. And he tries to get me to look at that and look at this. And you know what he's trying to do? Get me to play into his hand. Because he can't lay his hand on me. Oh, you going to help me preach? Hallelujah. He's got you playing into his hand if you ain't careful. Hallelujah, that's an evil report. You know what the evil report was when the spies come back out of Canaan land? When Moses sent them over? The Bible calls it an evil report. It was a report that their gods is bigger than our God. Our God is not able, hallelujah, to deliver us. Hallelujah, we're not able to take that land. That's an evil report. That's what the Bible says. It calls it an evil report. But be not soon shaken in mind, saint of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel this right now, Brother Benny. Hallelujah. Somebody has been looking at an evil report. I wish you'd just lay it out before God. Hallelujah. He battles the mind. He gets you into thinking, hallelujah, this is the way it's going to be. I'm just going to have to live with it. I feel like preaching right now, believe it or not. Learn to deal with it, big boy. Hallelujah, this is just the way it's going to be. You never really know what victory really is. Hallelujah, just deal with it. Hallelujah, let the others shout. Let the others run the house. Hallelujah, oh, it's always going to be like this for you. You're just going to have to learn to live with that problem. Hallelujah, oh, but there's a better report than that. I said there's a better report than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who hath believed our report? Hallelujah. He'll show you every church that no longer lives this way. He'll show you everyone that's turned around and walked away. He'll show you everyone that he has defeated. Hallelujah. But the difference is, hallelujah, their God had no breath. Hallelujah. Those other countries that Sennacherib had fought, hallelujah, their God was a God of stone. They had burnt their God, but they can't burn my God. Stick him in a fiery furnace. He'll walk through it. Hallelujah. You can't burn God. You can't destroy my God. I wish I had a voice to preach right now. Hallelujah. My God's got breath. Hallelujah. Their God couldn't speak. Hallelujah. But my God can speak. And he breathed the breath of life into me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Touch your gods and he don't touch back. But guess what? I got a feeling if we'd feel after him, he's not very far from every one of us right now. Hallelujah. I felt this on the way over. Scribbled out a few little scriptures and a few little thoughts. Hallelujah. Whose report are you going to believe? Hallelujah. My God made the heavens and the earth. He watches over me. He's kept me through every battle. He's kept me. Have you made it this far? I've got a God that's kept me. I've got a God that's watched over me. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Benny, back in 1970, somewhere right around there toward the end of 1970, my mom and dad had just got married. Hallelujah, there's just a young married couple. Hallelujah, all of a sudden those dreaded papers come, Brother Jeff, in the mail. Went to the mailbox one day, opened it up, and there was his draft papers. Hallelujah, he was getting called to Vietnam. Hallelujah, mom was expecting with her first child, which was to be me. Hallelujah, they was just newly married. Dad walked into Dexter Wells Church up at the old 25th Street. Hallelujah, years ago, back in the late 1970, some early 71 there. He walked in. Man, he was feeling the load of it. I remember him telling it, testifying about it. It was an evil report. It was a bad report. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, he walked down front. They called him out. The saints of God laid hands on him. Hallelujah, the Spirit of God spoke and said, you'll go, but I'll go with you. I'll watch over you, and I'll keep you safe, and I'll bring you home early. Hallelujah. You ain't getting this, are you? Brother Scott, he went to Vietnam. He said there was times he laid there. He heard the missiles. He heard the machine gun fire. And he'd go back and he'd spread it out before the Lord. He'd say, God, you told me. You'd watch over me. God's told you the same thing. How you keep me no matter what I faced. And you bring me home. Guess what? There's a God in heaven that'll watch over you and keep you. Brother Benny, he got kidnapped one night. They blindfolded him, tied his hands up, stuck him in the back floorboard of a little Volkswagen car. They put their feet on him, headed for the gate. Bunch of Vietnamese, I think there's five or six of them. Went right on through the gate, off the base, went downtown Saigon. Put him in a little warehouse. Had him tied up, Brother Steve, and all night long, Dad said I couldn't understand what they were saying, but I remember God said, I'll watch over you, and I'll keep you, I'll bring you home early, I'll keep you safe, no matter what I face, there's a God in heaven that's promised to keep me. He said they got to speaking in their language. Brother Benny couldn't understand what they're saying. And all of a sudden they got in a fight among themselves. They come over and untied him, one of them. Took him by the shoulder, opened the door and threw him out on the street. In downtown, I believe it was Saigon. He said there he was, an American GI with nothing in the middle of Vietnam. But just so happened, there come a whole convoy of U.S. officers back. They'd been out on a mission, and they was running late getting back to base, and they seen him on the sidewalk and just picked him up. I don't believe it was happen chance. God was watching over his promise. And you feel like you've been thrown out on the street, but there's a convoy that's come by, and he'll pick you up if you let him. Great God of heaven. I feel the Holy Ghost. If it ain't helping you, just let it help me. The devil's told me enough. Brother Benny, I remember when I got the report, and he said, the waters are going to get rough, boy. They're going to get real rough. And that last wave is going to be a tough one. But if you'll stay true, I'll stay true to you. And on the other side, there were smooth waters. Great God of heaven, we come through a few storms. We come through a few battles. But I've seen a few calm waters. Makes me want to keep on. Hallelujah. He'd like to get you fearful. He's gave you that report to strike fear in your heart. And the pastor's done and tried to get you off of your problems. We're making an ascension here tonight. We're on the way to Mount Zion. Oh, hallelujah. Get your eyes back on God. Back during World War II, they said Hitler put out that propaganda war. He began to drop those leaflets all over Germany and Great Britain. He was trying to strike fear in their heart, telling them what he was going to do and how he was going to crush them. But Winston Churchill made that statement. I believe it was in a speech. It may have been a letter. I remember reading it. But he said there was a little park right down the road from where he lived there, Brother Benny, called Green Park. He said, when I was a boy, I'd often find me there. I'd sneak off and go to Green Park. He said, when I was a boy, the nursemaid couldn't keep me out of Green Park. And now that I'm a man, Hitler ain't going to either. You gonna let the devil keep you out of Green Park? I believe we can get her on in tonight. If you want to have church, we can have church. He that watches over Israel, Brother Benny read it to us, neither slumbers nor sleeps. I read just recently, Brother Kim Myers, they say lions are insomnia animals. They really never go into a deep sleep. Brother Benny, They say a lion, well, you'll never catch him in a deep sleep. Usually it's just the doze, just the lazy doze that he goes in. He's constantly aware of his surroundings. He never really sleeps. But Ken Myers, guess what? There's a lion of the tribe of Judah. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it may not mean much to you, but Brother Andrew, I told the devil not long ago, man, he's a jawin. And I said, devil, listen here. If you're going to get me, you're going to have to get me when God's asleep. And I read where he neither slumbers nor sleeps. He watches over me. I don't keep myself. God keeps me. You don't keep yourself. God's kept you. Have you made it this far? God, how you going to make it through this one? God, how you going to get a breakthrough? God, he made the heavens and the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Stand all over the house. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Whose report are you going to believe? I said, whose report are you going to believe? How long has it been since you made a lap? How long has it been since you danced? How long has the devil kept you out of Green Park anyway? Hallelujah. Won't you just say, devil, it's about time I just had myself a spell. There's a God in heaven here tonight that's able to give you the breakthrough that you need. Lift your hands one more time. Let's ask God to help us.
Praise God.
Somebody ought to praise him. I said, somebody ought to praise him. Brother Havis Crawford, touch that heavy run. Take a lap. Brother Havis Crawford said, when I was a young man, he said, the devil run over me. He bent me over. He scraped me up. But he said, now that I've got some age on me in the Lord, he wraps his bumper around me. Yeah. There's a time when you stop paying attention to the enemy.
Right.
And you look to God.
Yeah.
Hasn't he worked it out? I make him raise one hand and say, he's worked it out for me. When it didn't look like there was a way, he become a way maker. When it didn't look like there was ever going to be another day, he become the day star that gave me hope there's a new day coming. When the devil tells me, as he did to Martin Luther, about his sins and rolled out the scroll before him, and Martin Luther said, I'm guilty of every one of them. I'm guilty of every one of them. But he said also right at the end, I've been forgiven.
Yeah.
And tonight you may look over your shoulder and see a bad past. You may look at your life and see a lot of mistakes. You may have been up and down and in and out and still don't know which way you're going. But if you put your hand in the hand of the man,
yeah. Yeah.
He'll get you through.
Oh, yes,
can anybody say he'll do it? He'll bring you through sickness.
Yes, he will.
He'll bring you through pain.
He'll,
he'll bring you through dishonor. He'll bring you through the troubles and trials of life. He'll bring you through. Amen. The man with the lion made it out 1,000 cubits and said to the man in the prophecy, come follow me. He waited out 1,000 cubits. He said, stand right here. He went ahead of him again 1,000 more cubits. He said, come on. He went out again to another 1,000 cubits. He went again out ahead of him. Amen. And then finally came to a river that couldn't be crossed over.
Right.
But the whole of it is, he brought me through.
Right.
Before he sends you, he'll already try the water.
Right.
Before you have to commit, he'll already went before you so you can make the commitment. He'll never ask you to do that which he has not gone before you to accomplish.
Right.
And anybody ready to face a new year? We cannot predict what this year will hold. Hopefully it'll hold the coming of the Lord. But if it doesn't, I want him with me.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah!
I said, if it doesn't, I want him with me. Oh, hallelujah. Say it. Say it and confess it. I'm weak. Thou art strong. I want you with me. I'm dumb. You're smart. I want you with me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You know how and I don't. I want you with me. You've been through this before. You come out without a sin. I want you with me.
Amen?
Well, I tell you what. Hallelujah. I pastored you sweet folks for a long time. I've never seen us where we was in a predicament like we are right now. And it's not anything bad. It's just that you are not ready to worship God. I have not brought you into bondage. I have brought you into liberty. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Why art thou bound? Why art thou heavy laden? Come unto me, I will break your yoke. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Why weary? Why toil? Why fret? You cannot, by taking thought, add any inches to your stature, nor can you change your hair. But I can. I can add to you peace that passeth all understanding. I can give you joy that is joy unspeakable and full of glory. I can open my canopy over you and you will feel my wings of protection. I am yours. You are mine. Worship me because I have bought you with my own blood. I have delivered you from your sins. I have promised not to remember them again. I say to you, let your heart rejoice in me, for I am with you to see you through. And it will not be long till I will come for you. And when I come, you will rejoice in me. If you worship me now, you will worship me then. But if you will not worship me now, you will not and cannot enter into my presence, for where I am, there you cannot be. Worship me now, that I may see that you love me. Worship me now, that I may know that you understand. I am your ever-present help. I am ever-present. And I am tonight what I was then, and I shall always be. I am the Lord thy God. Honor me. Worship me, saith the Lord. Lift your hands all over the house.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Praise God.
Great is the Lord.
Worship him, worship him, worship him. Worship him. Worship him, worship him. To him be the glory. To him be the glory. To him be the glory. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Glory! Well, somebody ought to be praising him. You ought to do it with your loud voice. You ought to lift up your praise and fill this house with praise. Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory! Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Oh, hallelujah. Sister Myers. Glory to God. Brother Danny's going to join me. We're going to sing out of the hymnal here. Get you one if you find it. And we're going to make an altar call. We're going to sing now. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. How many know that song? Are you holding us people or not?
Yeah, come on.
How many people know that song? Raise your hand way up. Don't be